Second hour of our Mercury and Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other with Natasha Venter. And speaking with that about that, that's what we're going to be doing next. So Natasha is here. You think we've worked out the microphone issues? But I think we were the ones affected on this side. I don't think it was affecting what you guys hear, but that seems to be straightened out. And so we are, gosh, what fun. We're heading up to Alaska, Anchorage to be exact. And is it Dorina or Dee?
We
Dee
actually Dorina? Got both of them. We got people calling in conjunction here.
Okay, so we have two. We have Dorina and Dee. All right, well, Dorina and Dee, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, who we got there?
Dee, you want to go first? You can.
No, go ahead.
So we're calling in because we're great friends with Stacy. I went to college with Stacy.
Stacy, our call screener, Stacy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, all right, you guys are friends, huh?
Yes, and so...
Got any good gossip about Stacy you want to share with us?
No, she's love, joy, peace to the world. She's always been that way since we were like 17. So
wonderful. No. That's wonderful. That's great gossip to hear.
They're just Stacey being nice because they know Stacey is listening.
Well, I think that's good confirmation that Stacey's as wonderful as we all believe her to be. So that's great. So what can we do for you?
Well, we're calling. My brother Pete passed away in March 25th, to be exact. And, you know, I've been talking to my sister-in-law, Dee, and telling her that, you know, to be open to sightings of him. And she has had several. And so we just wondered if he had a message for either one of us from the other side. Natasha was fantastic when our friend George died in 2020 from COVID. And she said something to Stacy that he had already visited one of us, which it was me that he visited.
Oh, wow.
So I just was like, Dee, let's call in. I'm sure if he has a message for either of us, Natasha will be able to tell us.
Okay, so this was Pete, is your brother's name, and he passed in March.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it sounds like Natasha has you've got a connection with this family because, so are you able to tune in, Natasha, to Pete and what's going on?
I've been doing it over the commercial, you know, just kind of getting into that energy. I feel like this was not necessarily a planned scenario that happened for him. I mean, it was something that it was building in his body, but yet it wasn't a planned understanding of him passing.
It wasn't. That's correct.
Yeah. He wasn't quite as prepared as he wanted to be to leave anybody. And he wants people to know that he's very sorry for how he left things.
Huh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. You're spot on.
He did not feel as well as he wanted to the last year or two of his life, is what I'm getting from him. And so he didn't quite have the energy. Like, he started projects, but he couldn't finish them. He just didn't have the gumption to finish things.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that I was connected with the right person here.
You are.
So
sure sounds like it.
So he wants you to know that he loves you so much. The love, even though he was like rumbly, he says my love was so there. It's just he wasn't himself in a way, you know, he wasn't his joyful self, and he was hard on himself, which made him hard on everybody else.
Oh, you've got the right person.
What's that?
I said, oh my gosh, you've got the right person.
So, he wants you to remember love is what I had for you beyond anything else that was happening. Okay, he wants you to remember, I love you. I loved you. I've loved you for many lifetimes. I love you. And he wants you to know that it's okay if you trust the process of letting others do things for you, Dee. Okay.
Wow.
So if that means finishing something, if that means, you know, he says he's going to help you. He's going to help you align the people to help you through some of the scenarios that he, you know, the ripple effect of he chose to do some things and then you have the cleanup to do. He's going to help you with that. He's going to try to bring in some better people for you to help you with that scenario.
We were trying to finish our house when he died.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
Okay.
So he's going to bring in, there's going to be, and he feels younger than what you would think that would know what to do. But he's gonna he's he that he's going to help bring in somebody to help you be, like the fix it guy. He's gonna help you with a lot of those little things to help you negotiate some of these things that you just can't do. He also wants you to know you got more knowings than you think you do.
Yep. I have to agree, Dee. Yep.
Okay, so this is part of your gaining your inner strength too. This process is you gaining your inner strength. So, it's but he's gonna help bring in some scenarios, and it's not just people, but it's like things are gonna align for you to help you get some of the stuff done that you are looking to get done.
That
That
sounds
sounds really good.
yeah, it's gonna be it might not be in always your timing, but it will be in a timing that fits with the right person to come in. So that's gonna be more important, he says, for you right now. It's more about the right person with the right integrity than the more right time for you. And he apologizes.
Wow. That's already happened, so that's good. It's already happening, so that's great.
Okay, so then this is a confirmation. Sometimes my sessions are more confirmations so that you know that we're on the right path. And so keep going with this, but remembering that you have strength in you that, and I'm gonna let you know that this grief, it's gonna be like an ebb and flow moment. You're gonna have times when you're very strong, and there's gonna be times where you may not feel so strong. Okay? And that's what grief is. It's anger, it's frustration, it's complete joy and laughter. It is down in the dumps, it's up at the highest mountains. It's an ebb and flow moment. And like my mother-in-law who had some flooding in Florida, she got angry with my father-in-law who passed 2 years ago. And that's okay if you get angry in moments. That's called life and it's called emotion, and let it out. There's nothing personal that anybody will feel from that. They'll only have love for you when you feel that way. Okay?
Yes. Wow. Well, this is perfect because today is his birthday, and so I just feel like things align. And I told Dee we need to call in today because it's his birthday. It would be his birthday.
Oh,
Oh, happy
I'm getting
birthday,
chills. I'm
Pete.
getting chills. I'm getting
Happy
chills.
birthday,
Yeah.
Pete.
Yeah.
We
So,
all send you happy birthday blessings.
yeah. So
Hey,
please know.
Nathan, maybe we need to play happy birthday for Pete. This is for you, Pete. Well,
He's laughing. He's actually laughing.
I know I could feel that all right.
Yeah, he's
Okay.
laughing. But he wants to finish this off by no wanting you to know, both of you women, that you are so loved. You are loved beyond the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the lions, the tigers, and the bears. He loves
Over
you
the moon and
beyond.
beyond. Yay.
Yeah, so keep going. You two are, he's saying, oh my gosh, two strong women together, nobody's going to beat you.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. All
He's
right,
got your back.
Dorina
He's got your
D.
back. He's got your back.
All right. Thank you very
Oh,
much.
that was a
Okay.
great connection. Thanks for
My love is
calling
with
in, you
you.
two.
My love is
Thank
with
you.
you.
All
Thank
right.
you.
God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Woohoo. All right. Well, that a wonderful connection there.
Thank you.
And obviously meant a lot to all parties. It was pretty emotional. I mean, it even got I could even feel it. So, wonderful.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. All right, let's get our feet back on the earth here and take care of advertisers. We'll have that done. Phone lines are wide open. You know, we obviously have, you know, we haven't talked about it much yet, and we'll get to that and tell. And unless there is someone out there with has behavior training or healing questions for me, or wants to talk to people on this side or the other side, or your animal friends on this side or the other side, and personal readings, all that sort of stuff. Natasha Venter is here. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So, and emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Anyway, stay right where you are, because we will continue with more discussion or phone calls if anyone wants to get in line. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the third Sunday of the month, and traditionally that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness coaching, astrology, feng shui, general intuitive stuff. Natasha Venter is here, and phone lines are open. And we may have a caller coming. Anyway, Nathan's on the phone, so that's why I'm just chatting on here. As soon as he gets done talking to whoever he's talking, we'll know whether or not we're going back to the phones right away, or whether or not we get to discuss the things on my list that we haven't gotten to yet. And Natasha. As long as Nathan's chatting on the phone, I thought I'd ask you about one of the things that just an alert that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, because it's that time of year. Some serious reports on toxic algae in lakes, you know, streams around the area. And there was a serious report, just a heartbreaking report this week, somewhere around here. Gal, a border collie. Nathan, you would appreciate this. My goodness. They had gone to a normal place where she would take dogs to run and swim and stuff, and her dog, you know, went in and did that, and there was toxic algae, and I got the dog was dead by the end of the day. I mean, it was just boom.
Yeah, it's amazing what's happening in our world. Things are like, I've been feeling this, I'm going to just call it Shiva's energy, destruction for creation. And
I wanted to put that alert out, because yeah. Now, can you see, is there more of like the, because I can remember, you know, like when Robbie was a young puppy, teenager, and we'd, you know, go hiking in the forest around here. I let him swim in the little swimming holes, and there was all kinds of algae. Thank God it must not have been really toxic algae, because it didn't kill him. But now I go over there, if there's any marshy areas or swampy areas, I don't let him get anywhere near it. But is there more of this toxic algae stuff going on around here? Do people have to be more careful than ever? What do you think, Natasha?
I would be very careful. I mean, we went from a clear, I have a pond. We went from a clear pond.
Yeah.
And then the next day we couldn't even see the bottom.
Wow.
So
wow. Overnight.
Overnight. And so with that there's so much that's going on in our environment, that it's an interesting place, and things are changing. And, you know, our earth is changing, but then also we have human aspects that are helping it to change. So it's like things are just out of balance until we start taking our hands off the things and just kind of saying, you know, we're in a moment where we've had a lot of rain and some heat, and rain and heat. And what does algae like to do?
Yeah.
It grows. So I would just be careful, especially when we come down to the end of seasons, that our earth is kind of done with that season. And so it's kind of like trying to find its balance to go into the next season.
All right. So caution to everyone. If you have dog friends, you take them out. And even if it's regular places, you go to swim and play in the water with them. Now, certain places are not going to be, you know, there's really moving water and so forth. You don't get algae accumulation. But even if it's places you regularly go, don't just assume it's clear and safe.
Yeah,
let your dogs go and do what they naturally do. Maybe when you get close to the water areas, leash them up. So they don't just, you know, go dive into places they're used to, and go check it out. See if if there's any visible algae, you see anything, you are much better off to disappoint your dog friends and not let them go in the water than to let them go in to take a chance and have it be toxic algae and you lose your dog friend. Because apparently this stuff is really lethal and not a lot they can do to save the dogs. You know, this one, a border collie, I mean, boom. I mean, it was.
Oh, that's so sad.
It really is very, very sad. So just be very, very careful and cautious, and make choices, you know, side on the side of being extra cautious. And if there's any question about algae in the water, just don't let your dog friends in.
Yeah. I've been getting a hit that we're coming into a season, and between now and like right before the holidays, we're going to be having a lot of passings. So that's going to be our four-legged, our no-legged, our human friends.
Oh, great.
It's there's something.
You
about
see a
it.
Lot of souls leaving the planet between now yeah. and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Well, oh joy.
We have a lot of stuff that is happening energetically, and not every body is in alignment to move on with this new energy that's coming in.
Yeah. And of course, now, if you're like me, folks, you've learned that we don't just live one lifetime.
No.
You know, Paramahansa Yogananda, who I follow, if you haven't read Autobiography of a Yogi, best book in the world. You just got to read it. It will totally uplift you. Anyway, he is famous for saying, you know, we live millions of lifetimes mm-hmm. before we ever even start thinking about God again. You know, the yeah. whole idea is we come down here and the idea is to be great spirit and soul in physical bodies in this challenging environment. And when we learn everything, we get to go back home permanently. Okay. Bottom line. But because we're not very good at it down here, it's so challenging, we have to come back over and over again until we get it right. But anyway, that's Paramahansa Yogananda says millions of lifetimes. So at any rate, and Nathan is back with us. So apparently phones have been ringing. So we will time out on our discussions, Natasha, and get back to the phone. All right. We got another follow-up call from last week. We're going back to Bothell. And Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're here with me and Natasha.
Hi.
Hi, Sue. Hello. How are you doing, honey?
I am okay. So I have two things. One is about my cat, Zoe. I want to know if she's doing okay on, she's on Kitty Prozac because of all the stress that's been going on here.
Yeah, Sue called in last week, Natasha, and so Nels and Linda got involved. But the challenging part right now is that Sue's husband passed. Recently. Okay. And then Zoe, what was Zoe urinating around or peeing and pooping? But anyway, she was having some issues last week, right?
And that and licking the fur off her belly.
That's right. Licking the fur. So that, you know, obsessive type stuff. Now, so Nels did a little work on her. You know, Linda did a little session with you. Did what Nels do with Zoe, did that help anything with Zoe?
She's a little better, but then I had started her on the Prozac stuff.
Right, and usually that takes a little while to kick in, but so are you feeling like maybe that's helping a little bit? Natasha's looking at the energy as we talk about this.
Yeah, it helped some until that big storm last night.
That's
freaked her out. But she went and pooped in the litter box.
Oh, good.
Well, that's excellent.
Anxious. Yeah.
All right. Well, so we can have Natasha look at Zoe. What do you think, Natasha? Is this Prozac going to help her? And is it helping? It sounds like it may already be making a bit of a difference.
It will
for
help.
Her.
It's not for long term. I'm also hearing Rescue Remedy.
Okay. Because I'm giving her Jackson Galaxy's Stress Stopper.
Okay.
So yeah. Stress Stopper.
Rescue Remedy better? Yeah. Or?
Are you taking Rescue Remedy?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe yeah. that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah, there's something about Rescue Remedy for you, and I would try to be more consistent with it, my sweetie.
Okay.
There's a lot going on, and it's just not what's happened in your world. So there's a lot of energy out there. Boy, that storm mm-hmm. had a lot more involved with it than just the storm.
And I have to say, Sue, just from my perspective here and just hearing your voice and connecting here again, I mean, good news from my point, you sound stronger to me this week yeah. than you did last week.
Okay? Good.
So I think yeah. you're making progress because I can hear it in your voice.
I'm sorry for all that you're going through. My love is with you.
And you wanted to check on your husband, right?
Yeah, is it too soon to get any messages from him?
What's his first name?
Bud. Well, he went by Bud.
Bud. All right, Bud. How long ago was the passing?
August 2nd.
Okay. Now, I know Natasha's tuning in.
The 2nd of this month, correct?
Yeah.
2nd of August, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a number of intuitives, psychic type, people on the show over the years. One that was adamant about that when someone passed, for her anyway, she was only able to connect for a week or so. And then she said they had work to do on the other side and it'd be a few months before she could connect again. Then I've had others that are able to connect right away and continue to be able to connect. So I think when humans on this plane tune in to souls on the other side, I think it's individual as to, how they're, so forth. And I'm not sure. Anyway, Natasha was tuning in. What turning it over to you,
what
Natasha.
Thank you. What I'm getting is that he was, I'm getting a man that in his heart is very joyful. He was there something in his chest that was the reason why he went?
It was his heart and dementia.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Heart's in the chest. Yes.
Yeah. But before dementia hit, that he seemed like he was more of a joyful. He had a joyfulness to him.
Sue? Was he a joyful soul in his heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure I was connecting with.
It sounds like you're connected with the right guy.
So I wish that you could see the smile that he and and in that smile and in the glint in his eyes and the way he's looking to you. Oh.
That's touching me.
I want he loves you, my dear, and he's wanting you to know that the years were blessings. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like Natasha. Can you say that his now that he's on the other side? He had the heart stuff. He had the dementia, but his mind is clear now, right?
And his mind is
clear.
It
sounds like he's good now.
Yeah,
because that's important for Sue to know.
Yeah, because dementia is a thing where when you're in dementia, you're already crossed over. Your soul is already crossing over. And that's why a lot of people stick around longer during dementia. This is what I get.
Because you got one foot in each place, maybe.
And one foot in another. And so then the body doesn't have a timeline to leave because the soul is not really... The soul is with the body, but it's not necessarily with the body. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
And so with that he's been crossed over more often than not already. And so he wants you to he wants you to know that you if I can put the word miracle in a word of the bigger emotion that I'm feeling that he has for you, my dear. It would be a miracle that you two had.
Wow.
Even though you had life, even though you had troubles, even though you had emotions, even though you had, but there was something about the two of you that was bigger than that.
Wow.
Nice.
You had a pretty special relationship with Bud, huh, Sue?
Yeah. Yeah. He was very, one of the sweetest people I know.
Yeah. So... Going into this, my dear, remember, take care of you. Grief is not easy at all. And it's like my mother-in-law, when she lost my father-in-law, she said that, I was in a fog for a long time. And it takes a little while to come out of that fog. So honor yourself during that time. And if you need to remember to write down a note of when the last time you ate, do that so that you make sure you eat. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you take care of you. Make sure that things are happening. And, your cat is going through grief too.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep calling in. Keep calling in to get support. Keep calling in for your nervous system. Keep calling in for your cat's nervous. Keep calling in, my dear. You're not alone, okay?
And but the good news is know that, that Bud is doing really well.
Oh, he's doing good. He's
all
doing
the yucky
good.
Stuff's over for him. He's home now. He's on the other side. Yeah. And yeah. Is Bud, I would imagine that he's going to stay pretty close to Sue.
Yeah, he is.
So he's there. So anytime you want to talk to him, Sue, he's right there. Just talk.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Okay.
He's right there. And he's supporting you. If you need something, you know, ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not. I'm going to say that you won't feel him 24/7 because anybody who loves us knows that they can't stick around us 24/7. Otherwise, they start draining us. So he's going to come and go. But yet, if you dream about him, and even if you don't, remember that grief is a block. Grief can block us from hearing and feeling our loved ones around us. So just let time pass, okay? Let grief move through. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to hug yourself, hug yourself. If you need to get mad, get mad, but do it safely. You know, do these things, my dear. It's okay if you are what you are. Okay.
Yeah, but you sound much stronger this week to me, Yay. Sue. And I'm delighted to know what a lovely soul, you know, Bud is and what a great relationship you had. Be sure and honor that and remember, you know, that you had something really special that not everyone gets to experience in every lifetime. So that's right. Really special. And it sounds like Zoe's doing okay. And the Prozac's mm-hmm. helping a little bit. So check in with us, you know, next month. And
yeah.
We'll continue.
Keep doing the
flower essences.
The flower essence.
Stress stopper.
And,
and more rescue remedy for Sue.
And Bs and D and magnesium. A lot of those types of things can help you with picking up. And please remember to eat. Okay.
Remember to eat. Eat. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Thank
Sue.
You.
Thanks for checking in. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, I think we better take care of advertisers. We do have another caller waiting. We've been all over the place. We're going down to California next, but we got to take care of advertisers. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Dina in Fresno is up next. Natasha Venter is here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And gosh, we've heard from a lot of our advertisers this hour. Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Check them out, anandawashington.org. Biggest classes of the year is coming up in September. We'll talk more about them the first Sunday of September, but you can check them out at anandawashington.org in the meantime. And check out Dr. Nils Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my animal friends or me, and he would be delighted to speak with you. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available at the Whispering Dragon Center now in her home in Shoreline. She is open, has openings for new clients, and now is your chance to take advantage of one of the most gifted healers in our area. And gosh, I don't know what I'd do without her, but it's just an incredible experience to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and then the acutonic forks and all of that. And she does chiropractic as well. She can work with you in person or remotely, but what a gift it is to yourself if you can get in there in person. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And be sure and check out the New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out on their website. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. Yeah, alrighty then. We are going to head back to the phones. Natasha Venter is here. And it looks like you are needed again, Natasha. We're going down to Fresno. And Dina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm getting ready to plan my semi-annual, biannual trip to Seattle, and I usually bring my cat Necco with me, but I'm wondering, since I'm having challenges communicating with him, if this is what he wants, or would he prefer me to find somebody to take care of him in our home in California?
Oh, that's a good question, you know, because cats aren't necessarily the big travelers that a lot of dogs can be. So, Natasha, are you able to connect with Necco? Do you need more of a description of him or anything to connect?
Okay, so this is the energy that I'm getting from him, is that he wants to stay if it's a short trip. He's willing to go if it's a long trip.
Okay. So it sounds like he's not all that thrilled about traveling. And he just as soon stay home, which is what most cats, I think, would be. But if Dina's going to be for an extended time, now, can you see what does that mean to me? If she's gone longer than a week, or she's gone a month or two? I mean, how long a trip is this going to be, Dina?
It's usually anywhere from 2.5 weeks to 4 weeks.
Okay, let's look at that. 2.5 to 4 weeks, Natasha. Is that long enough that Necco?
Yeah, he's feeling, you know, the 2.5 weeks he'd be fine staying home.
Okay.
And the month, that's a little bit different story, but yet he's willing. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in your area energetically, isn't there?
Yeah, I guess.
Have you been in the area of earthquakes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So there's been a lot going on. And he's in that vibration where he feels a lot of that stuff happening. Okay. And so him staying home where he can lay on his couch, he can lay on his bed, you know, it's like he can lay on his stuff, he can scratch on his things, he can do what he wants. Mom's not home, I can do what I want to do. If you can find somebody who you can really trust to take care of him, I would keep him at home.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Dina,
okay.
I rarely would go anywhere without my dog on a trip, you know, Robbie Golden, and he would enjoy the vacation as much as me, and I plan a vacation for both of us. You know, we go to the coast. But I don't take my cats. And I really wouldn't even entertain taking my cats. But I can tell you the only time in this lifetime that I've taken a cat with me. This is somewhere between 20 and 30 years ago because I was already doing the show, but it was early in the show. And my first ruddy Abyssinian, no, my second ruddy Abyssinian, Scooty, came to me early on. Well, when he was young, the first few years of his life, he was the most gregarious. No, I take that back. I think this was my first Abyssinian. But anyway, I was so gregarious and outgoing, you know, took to a harness and a walking leash. And he loved everybody and everything. And he liked going places and visiting. So he liked being in the car and he rode with me and he did great. But he was like a dog in a cat suit. And he loved going. And so I did. I went over to visit a friend in Spokane for a weekend once. Well, he came with me and we had a great time. But that's the only time in my whole decades on this planet that I've taken a cat with me. But that's because that particular cat loved to travel and go with. I don't think Neko doesn't sound like Neko's one of those. And so
I get that Neko he doesn't mind, but he's getting a little bit older. He's getting a little bit more, and there's just been a lot of stuff happening energetically that he would just feel better this trip. Check in next trip, but this trip, he would probably feel better staying home.
Okay. Now, because we did have a pretty jolting earthquake, no damage, but just everything rocked and rolled here for a little bit. And I looked at him thinking that maybe he would have felt it before me. And he was just happy as can be, just sleeping on his cat bed. So,
yeah, no, I get that. But there's that. But sometimes, you know how some people sleep to process?
Yeah.
You know, some people need to go away or some people who are going through a really hard time, they laugh all the time. You know, it's like, so but I'm getting that he's fine staying home this time, whatever the cause and effect, he's feeling fine staying home. He hasn't minded going before. He actually liked the adventure. He likes the home that you go to. But but this time it just feels more right to stay home. Next trip, check in again. He might want to travel next time.
Yeah, and I have to say with that cat of mine that was a really good traveler and like that, it was only, you know, in his younger years. Once he got a little older, he changed his mind completely and didn't want to do any of that. It can change as they get older. But it sounds, Natasha, like this is kind of specific to the energy right now and this particular trip. Neko's saying, well, it's all the same to you, Mom. I'd just as soon stay home. So then I guess it would depend on if you can find the right, you know, if you don't already have the right, you know, cat sitter set up and so forth. I usually have someone come in.
That's more important if you take him or not, is if you can find somebody to take care of him that you can trust.
Okay.
Okay, so if you can't find somebody, take him anyways.
Okay, because that's where I'm at. I had a sitter, and then she's decided not to take care of him anymore. So,
oh. Yeah, then I would take him.
He seems to be very depressed when I come home from a trip. He kind of goes through, like, I call it separation anxiety. He stops eating and...
So,
are you
but
okay?
Time out.
Hold the presses. Alert. All right. Dina, have you heard me talk about sending mental postcards? Do you talk to him every day when you travel?
I did on my last trip, and he was a lot better, but I had a different sitter who's now left the area.
Well, separate, totally different subject, and this doesn't have anything to do with sitter. But if, folks, if you leave your animals and you go off somewhere, the worst thing you can do is go off and worry about them. Oh, geez, what if they're missing me? They're going to have a horrible time. They won't eat, yada, yada, yada. Well, all that information goes back to them and makes it worse. But long-distance communication telepathically and empathetically is one of the easiest to do. So you just, you know, do some breathing, make sure you're calm, close your eyes, imagine your cat friend in your mind, and then you talk to them silently in your mind like you're talking to yourself. And hey, I'm sitting up here in Seattle. It's a cloudy day, and so I'm staying inside. Or it's sunny day. We're doing this and this. I'll be here, you know, some more lights and darks, and I'll check in with you tomorrow. Be sure and listen to Aunt Susie and use your cat box and eat food, da-da-da-da-da. And I'll check in with you every day sort of thing. Checking in with them like that, well, explaining ahead of time where you're going, the length of time you'll be gone, and then sending mental postcards usually solves all of their upset issues and thinking they've been abandoned or there's any kind of issues and they're depressed. So if you do more of that, that should be very helpful. But it sounds like in this case, if it sounds like the regular house sitter that he's used to is not available anymore. So this would be contingent on you finding a better or great sitter that would work. But Natasha's made it pretty clear, I think, that if you can't find the right person, then it would be best to take him with you.
Yeah, because he wants comfort. And so if you tell it, if you're energetically telling him, hey, dude, you know, it's like, there's not going to be comfort if you stay here. So I'm taking you anyways. And then he'll go, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like he'll begrudgingly go along. But anything else you need, Dina?
No, that's it. And Martha, I'll get in touch with you when I get up there because my dates aren't quite firm yet. It was based on Necco's response today.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe this time it'll work and we can get together.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All righty. But so you're good. Anything else you need from Natasha?
I don't think so.
I hope that helps.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All righty.
I hope it helps.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
All righty. So I'm assuming we don't have any more phone callers waiting, do we, Nathan?
They are now open, so you can get yourself in line, and we'll get to you pretty quickly.
All right.
In case you're worried about sitting in line.
Couple of minutes or so. 425-373-5527 if there's anything on your mind. Nathan, we just have, a couple minutes here before we gonna fire up that love train again. But let's a little follow-up with you. we normally start with whatever sports we have to cover, but from what I could determine from watching the sports last night, there is nothing to talk about
with
the Mariners.
It's okay. We didn't need to talk about any of that.
Right. So we can just move on from there?
Well, I can say that so far today, looks like the Mariners have turned it around. They're up 2-0 in the first inning, which is still a long
good,
way to go. But, you know, at
they
least...
They lost 5 in a row, and that's, like, huge.
Looking better.
Yeah. All right. And then how about, because, you know, Natasha's here, do you need, how is your condo going and the refurbishing and all of that?
It's going great. All the painting is officially done. Might just need a Woo-hoo! Little bit of touch up on the ceilings and stuff like that and go through that. But ready to start putting in the bathroom fixtures, go to IKEA and pick up a mirror, got the medicine cabinet all ready, and Oh, soon
but
I'll be doing the carpet.
You haven't gotten to the floors quite yet.
The carpeting is the very last thing, and it is the next thing on the list.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, cool. Almost there. Of course, you know, I still got to bring in all the furniture and stuff, but the carpeting is the capstone as to how all the renovations go.
Yeah, and you happen to be a pretty lucky guy, because I, you know, heard from your mom, you know, when we did the Bark in the Park with our dog friends this month, the end of last month, at any rate, your mom said, well, we can't make any plans for our move until Nathan is set up, because he's got to take a bunch of furniture.
Yep.
So it sounds like you are a lucky guy. You get to raid your folks' house because they're going to move to Tennessee, and you get the benefit of nabbing furniture before they leave. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, of course I won't be taking all of it since it's a pretty big downsize, but yeah, I'll be able to get what I need and get started off to a good foundation on the furniture.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, that's cool.
All righty. Sounds like you're just plugging right along, and great, and we'll just you can keep us informed. But maybe in the next month or so, you may be planning to move, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I do have my brother and his wife coming to town, so I'll take, you know, a week off of doing some things while they're here. So it might be after they come to visit, but
gotcha.
We'll see what happens.
All righty. Okay. Then we are going to close out hour number two, and that means it's time to get on the love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and join us. We'll come through and pick you up. And while we're love training, just remember, we're sending the love all over the country, all over the world, to the areas especially where there's warring going on, and we'll do our part in helping to calm all of this stuff down and just imagine peace. Because it's definitely needed. I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.